Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
I welcome him to say that even more. Every time he says that, I'll show him another picture.
He's lying.
He's lying.
I smell a rat here. The guy is crooked as a snake.
He may be friends with Rudy Giuliani, Victoria Tunzing, and Joe DiGenova. I'm almost positive that being friends with those three people is not a crime.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that.
It's not a question of saying what proof. It says what allegations have been made.
Man, you're a liberal hack.
I love that. Soundbite of the day. Blowing off a CNN reporter walking into a House office building or Senate office building yesterday.
I think we're going to have to save that one.
Senator McSally, you're a liberal hack. Manu, whatever his name is.
Just glad it's close enough to sounding like man.
Yep, I agree. It's funny. Makes it funnier.
He's a CNN reporter. I was not familiar with him. Manu Raju, I think, is his name. Maybe I've heard the name before. Don't watch his stuff. Don't watch that stuff.
I have no idea.
Interesting. Good, good. Hey, by the way, it might snow today, in case you weren't aware of that. If you are a parent, you are aware of that.
Yes.
Because at last count... There were 542 school closings.
Basically, the state's off today.
Yep, basically. And by the way,
a lot of school closing.
In case I haven't mentioned it, it's completely dry out there right now.
Yeah, it is.
We watched Channel 4 at the top of the hour. They were showing their studio, their web cameras that they have stuck in different places around the area. They had one way down in Sullivan, one way out in Sullivan. They're kind of expecting that's where they'll see the first drops.
Anything?
There was nothing on there as of a few minutes ago.
Did somebody say, did I hear like 8 a.m.? Did I hear that or did I make that up?
What?
Did somebody say like 8 a.m.? Did somebody give a timestamp on that? Or?
Between 8 and 9, they're expecting to see the first evidence of this, and we'll see how bad it
is. Not necessarily in the St. Louis area, just like that it's making
statewide.
Its way into the state. Yeah.
Yeah. At 5 a.m. is when our alarm went off this morning that Rockwood had closed, and then, you know. They've now in the rural areas with the more hilly roads. I get it. They're worried, even though they only had a half day today. But that's kind of where we are.
Was it last semester where your kids were off like 3 full weeks for weather? Do you remember that?
It seemed like it.
It was like every
couple
other
years ago. We were off an entire week for flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah. My car got stuck out in Valley Park for over a week.
Oh, jeez.
I left it at a friend's house.
And then couldn't get back.
Couldn't get it out.
Whoops.
Yep.
Oh,
I saw it. I actually saw it on the news from the choppers. I'm like, there she
is.
There's
my car. Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're a furniture delivery person, please deliver your stuff today.
Yes, stay strong.
Be strong.
We'll salt the roads.
We were getting phone calls from our trash in my neighborhood gets picked up on Friday mornings. And so they had like phone calls and neighborhood alerts and all the stuff going off like they're coming out earlier. Put your stuff out earlier. And I was like, wow, this is intense.
The trash people.
Yeah,
are
even
on
the
red
trash
alert.
People were on it.
Yeah, isn't looking good.
They're
for
coming
me.
Out early this morning.
Just for context, my furniture comment there is because Trish is trying to get furniture delivered today, like this afternoon.
Maybe they'll
worst
come
possible
earlier.
Time frame. Three to seven.
3:30 to 6:30.
Yeah. Not a good window.
I thought, hopefully. Oh, that's nice. I'll be home, have time to clean. It'll be good.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Maybe that company has four-wheel drive delivery trucks. Maybe that's it.
They
good luck,
do,
good luck
yeah.
with that.
Mm-hmm. They'll pre-salt the walkway.
As they slip slide in there, yeah. Walking it into the house.
Yesterday, if you missed it, we replayed it earlier. You can go to the website, 971talk.com/Cox. There's a link on there to school closings, all that stuff, all the weather updates you need. We've got right there for you from Dave Murray. If you missed the conversation I had with Jeff Rorta and Jane Duker, we've got that up there. The audio's on demand. You can always go to radio.com. You can go to our website and look and listen to it. One thing we talked about with them yesterday was the crime that just seems to be out of hand in St. Louis. The criminals seem to be emboldened. Why is that? Maybe it's because they're not being prosecuted for their crimes by our circuit attorney. That could have something to do with it. A couple days ago, there was a shooting on Washington Avenue. Somebody dumped out of a truck down there. Do you know what happened yesterday? As bad as the rest of it seems, this just seems to me to be the cherry on top of the sundae. A woman got carjacked in front of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department headquarters.
So bold.
You just can't make it up. She parked her Mercedes. She got out. A couple men walked up to her from behind and took her car at gunpoint.
Yep.
And left. They found the car. She didn't get hurt, fortunately, in front of the police department.
Mm-hmm. Shameless. I mean, just shameless. God.
When I saw that story come down last night, I was just like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That and the fact that, you know, I drive by it every day. Like, that's fantastic.
Now, it's a big building. I don't know which parking spot she was in if it was right in the front or maybe on the side.
Most of the parking seems to be in the front.
I would suggest, more than likely, the criminals might not even have been aware of what building it was.
That's probably fair.
It's feasible. They're walking through downtown. They see a victim who has exposed herself by stepping out of her car without looking around first, and boom, we're taking that car. Let's go. And they may not even have known they were next to them. I don't know. I don't want to give them too much credit.
A story I read this morning is that this could be part of like a crime spree that kind of went on yesterday. There was another carjacking and another shooting, all like within 30 minutes. So it may all be connected.
Mm. Well, you know, on the bright side, when their case finally gets presented to the circuit attorney, they've got a 70-80% chance that it won't be prosecuted, right? And then what we learned yesterday?
Yeah, if they even catch them, right?
Yeah, if they catch them.
I mean, you have a very low chance of being caught when you do these things. And then when you are caught, you have a very low chance of being prosecuted for it.
Yes.
There are very few repercussions
and
for that.
And the circuit attorney seems to be the only
one
who doesn't see the connection and the increase in the no prosecutions.
Right.
Well, just take care of yourself. Protect yourself. Very quickly here, let me get to Steve, who's got some furniture delivery advice for you, Tricia.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I was going to say that I used to work for a moving company that actually is a moving company, not like furniture delivery type of thing. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what day or what the weather is. Those guys have to work. Now, if you're being delivered from a store, sorry, Trish, all bets are off.
Yeah.
You may not get it.
It is a store. Do you think, Steve, with your expertise, you could maybe come deliver my furniture for me?
Well, I'll tell you what, if my arm was healed, I would say we could talk about a price.
Yeah, he had surgery. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're still not healed up, huh?
No, I'm actually going into physical therapy right now. I'm going early because this wannabe snow. I've been up since 3 o'clock, so might as well go early.
Yeah, true. So. Very true. All right, buddy, heal up fast. We appreciate the call.
Bye, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, take
care. Talk to you soon. Yep, that's good. Sorry you struck out with Steve.
Yeah, that's not the best news, but I appreciate his efforts.
Maybe we should start shaming the furniture company now, and maybe that'll encourage them to deliver it, you think?
Mm-hmm. Or not? Guilt, yeah.
Guilt,
that'll do it.
Maybe we'll talk about that in the break. Surely you know this song, Tricia. Three Lock Box by Sammy Hagar?
Not familiar.
Not on my playlist.
One of the best riffs in rock and roll. Top 10.
In Mark's world.
Well, anyway.
Denise, your face right now needs to be frozen in time. So I wish we had a sounder for the face you just made.
But need I point out, it is my world.
It is today.
I'm just saying, today it's my world.
This is what happens when we lose.
Uh-huh. But it's really like the music the other 4 days of the week.
You know, there's just on a daily basis so many great stories out there that I want to talk and talk and talk and talk about that we often don't get to some of the other stuff that's floating around. You know, I want to talk about the gun ban in Virginia, which we're going to get to a little later today, and this Lev Parnas stuff and everything that's gone on with Kim Gardner, all that stuff. I'm going to get to all of it. But we'll try something a little different here so we can bring you some of the news that we might not normally get to, right?
What in the...
That was some weird...
Nice.
Right on.
Very nice, Tricia. We appreciate that. Hillary Clinton helping us out there a little bit as well.
She's always one to lend a helping hand.
She is.
Very helpful. I'm going to apologize for this first story before I read it. Just a
oh, boy.
Graphic.
That's a good start.
Content. Okay, this is outrage as the first transgender kid's doll with male genitalia and a dress is spotted in a toy shop.
No. No.
I thought this might not be your favorite.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that back.
If you need me to turn that,
can we just go play the music?
I thought you were going to have a stinger.
No, I thought about it, but no, go ahead. So this is for a real thing. This is being marketed. It looks like a girl, but when you change the diaper, there's something else there.
Gender children's doll, believed to be the world's first, has gone on sale in Russia. The doll is pictured with a penis, wearing a dress, long blonde hair. It's from a company called Planet of Toys, and the internet is debating whether or not this is appropriate.
So is it being, like, on the packaging, like it's like, here's a transgender doll? Or
right
is
now
it
the
like
pictures...
it's a surprise when you take the dress off? You're like, whoa.
Right now the picture circulating is of both the dress and the body parts. I actually haven't seen the front of the box yet.
I'm just wondering how it's packaged. That would be...
That's
you
a
know.
Really great question.
It's end times are upon us. That's all I can say. Why would you... I mean, why would you have something... Why would you even create something like that? I better never run across one of those in my... You know,
why would you put genitalia on a doll?
That's what
anyway?
The dolls are just there's just nothing there.
There
you know,
be
it's
nothing
just a doll. We don't have to have
it
anatomically
is so
correct. You know, exactly. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's just completely unnecessary. Just have a doll. Yeah. If it's a girl and you want it to be, pretend it's a boy. I mean, like people have been doing that forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't.
No, I'm with you.
We had Barbies and there was no Ken for a while, right?
And you just cut their hair and make them G.I. Jane Barbie or whatever you want to do with them.
Yep.
Yeah, no, this has a little boy part on it.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't want my kid to have a doll with a boy part no matter what it's wearing.
Thank you.
I agree. And I don't really want my kid to have a like actual girl parts either showing.
I don't know.
It's the world we live in.
That's true.
Anyway, okay, this is my second favorite story. Spotify is launching a playlist for dogs left at home alone. So these are all UK stories, but Spotify has made a playlist and a podcast for dogs to listen to in their owner's absence. They ran a study and 74% of the people surveyed in the UK say they play music for their animals anyway. And now this Swedish auto streaming business company says it's launching a podcast featuring soothing music, dog-directed praise, stories, and messages of affirmation and reassurance.
Why do you need something special for this? Can't you just, like, leave your music on
TV
anyway?
On or...
I mean, oh, come on, you guys. It's so nice.
I mean, but if people have been doing that anyway, like, if you think your dog likes music or whatever,
but
leave it on.
This is
going to
say things
TV
like,
on. Who
you're
cares?
A good boy.
Oh,
and
my
we
goodness.
Love you. And
what if it's a girl?
You're a good girl.
Oh, okay, all right.
What if
you.
It's not sure?
When our dog,
you're
thank
a
you.
Good Russian doll, and we love you. You get all the pets.
When our dog had leg surgery, my daughter, our youngest, found some music that's supposed to be soothing to animals that she played for the dog.
Well,
maybe that's it.
Now this podcast craze is taking over, and they've launched a podcast, and they'll tell your dog what a good boy he is, or girl.
Yeah. Okay.
I love
or it if
story.
It's been fixed.
I'm sure you did. Did you bring up the other story that you loved this morning?
Which one was
about
that?
The pigs?
No, we'll talk about it. Let's bring that back later. No, my last story that I love equally as much, if not more, is that Natty Light is giving out free beer to anyone turning 21 in 2020.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you take him up on that, though?
So, to honor the momentous moment, Natty Light is hoping to celebrate with anyone who turns 21 in 2020. And I don't know why 2020.
Why 2020?
Why not wait till 2021?
I am with you guys. You can go to if you were born in 1999, first of all, right? You can go to mybeerrebate.com at any point this year and use the offer number AB-1999. And the company said that they're going to pay for your beer.
Or just call Joe 303030.
Well, I mean, Natty Light for 15 of them, it's $7. So hopefully they give
They're not really going to break the bank on this one.
Mm-mm. Trisha?
Talking to you, I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
I'm just saying. I don't know if it was Natty Light, but... Listen. Yeah, happy birthday. Good marketing on their part, because here we are talking about it this morning.
We talk about Natty Light anyway. I'm obsessed.
I guess. Jennifer Kashenka coming up with your business report. We'll get to your phone calls at 314-241-9797. And this baseball scandal has exploded potentially again. This thing may have just grown exponentially if these latest allegations are true. Tom Ackerman's going to stick his head in the studio here about 6:45. Stay tuned.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
I have an announcement to make this morning for those of you just tuning in, because I'm always about bringing you the truth. As I see it.
Tell.
Thanks for clarifying.
So there are a lot of weather closings this morning. There's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. There's a lot of breaking news. And I try desperately to make sure I'm on top of all of that for you. I have concluded, after many years of research now, that KSDK Channel 5 has the worst website in St. Louis for television news. It's pathetic. It looks like something that somebody with zero web skills like me would put together instead of somebody who knows what they're doing. It's not user-friendly.
No, it's not user-friendly.
Just not a good website, folks. Fix that, please. We need you. We're depending on you out here.
The KSDK digital brand manager is listening.
I'm sorry. I got good friends who work at Channel 5, but you can do better than that. You can. Channel 4 does better. You can do better than that. Come on.
Just be better.
Give us a break. Just be better. Just be better. That's all I'm asking.
It's not a lot to ask.
It isn't. All right. Let's get to Jennifer Kashenka, please. Jennifer, we got a little weather situation developing out here, so all the schools are closed already, even though not a drop has fallen.
One of those days, huh?
It's one of those. Our kids are Denise's kids. My kids are in the same school district, and our alarm went off at 5 this morning, warning us that our little alert, no school.
Oh boy! Yeah. All right.
Roads are bone dry. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, futures are modestly higher this morning as a positive start to earnings season adds to optimism over easing global trade tensions. Investors are betting that the Phase 1 deal with China and the Senate's passing of the overhaul of North American trade rules will aid economic growth and corporate results in the new year. This morning, we'll get reports on industrial production, housing construction, and consumer sentiment. A government committee that reviewed how the FAA certifies new passenger planes for flight has determined that the system is safe and effective despite two deadly crashes involving the Boeing 737 MAX. The committee found that the FAA's system of delegating some inspections to aircraft manufacturers is effective and allows the U.S. industry to thrive, but small changes are needed. The findings conflict with legislators who are investigating the crashes and may try to stop the FAA from delegating work.
Trying hard to get a better signal.
Mediator Ken Feinberg says Bayer is close to settling more than 75,000 cancer claims related to its Roundup herbicide, and he's cautiously optimistic a deal could be reached in about a month. Feinberg told Bloomberg News that the number of cases has grown to between 75 and 85,000 and maybe more. Bayer in October said it was facing 42,700 U.S. plaintiffs blaming Monsanto's weed killers for their cancer. Google parent Alphabet has become the fourth U.S. company to top a market value of more than $1 trillion. Shares of the internet search giant are up nearly 17% over the last 3 months. Google joins Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft as the only U.S. companies to hit the $1 trillion mark. Cable channel WGN America shifting its primetime programming to news from entertainment, pitching itself as a just the facts alternative to the big cable news networks. The cable channel this summer will debut News Nation, a nightly 3-hour news show. It will draw on the vast local news operations of its parent company, Nexstar Media Group. Add one more to the ever-growing list of streaming services available to people trying to cut the cord. It's called Peacock and is being run by NBC Universal. Most of the stuff available on the network will be free. It will be available April 15th for customers of Comcast, the parent company of NBC Universal. Those who aren't customers will get it July 15th, just before the Summer Olympics. Payless Shoe Source may have closed its last U.S. stores in June, but it's already planning a comeback. The Topeka-based company says it has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy for a second time. The footwear company says it will have a focus on international markets and wants to reinvigorate its largest business, Latin America. Payless, which still sells some shoes on Amazon, says it will also relaunch its U.S. e-commerce site and open some physical stores in the U.S., but it was not more specific. And yes, everything really is bigger in Texas, weighing it more than 4,700 pounds and measuring 2 feet high and 26 inches wide. The Guinness Book of World Records has declared Waco as the home to the world's largest Snickers bar. It's the size of 43,000 single-size Snickers bars put together. The master creation was made at the Mars Wrigley plant in Waco. It's apparently a prelude to Snickers' Super Bowl commercial. Mark?
You know Snickers can go bad. Are they going to let people eat that thing?
they can go bad.
They can. You can get a stale Snickers bar. I don't want to make sure that they haven't ruined this.
But when you see a little bit of like the whiteness on chocolate, you're like,
yeah. That's not bad. Just eat it.
Just eat it.
I'm not saying
never
I wouldn't.
Hurt you.
I
never
have,
hurt you.
But you're, yeah.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, that's good.
Never hurt you. We're all still here.
Hey, listen, have a great long weekend, huh?
Yeah, you too. Enjoy.
All right, we'll see you later. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm not one to pass up chocolate of any kind, I guess, so I'd still eat it.
It does have an expiration date, though. All of it does.
I mean, I've seen the chocolate before. You see that little bit of a white coating on it.
Right.
You're like,
I eat it anyway. I don't know what.
You know what I'm a big fan of? Have you ever had the Zero bars? The Zero with the white chocolate on the outside of it? Those are really good.
I have, but it's been a long time, so I can't. And you could.
I recommend the Take Five.
You could bring some in, and you bring some of those in, and then we'll do a taste test.
Okay, I'm in. I'm in for that.
Is there anything you guys want me to bring in?
We need to stop talking about it because I'm on a diet right now and can't eat that stuff.
That is how we will celebrate the end of your diet. We'll do a candy bar taste test, and we'll do the little snack sized.
So you don't feel so bad.
So there's no guilt.
Thank you. Yeah. Not endorsed by the people at Slim 180, I can tell you that.
Not recommended
I'm just
this
saying. Plan. I'm just saying. No, yesterday we get done with the show, and we walk into our huge office over here next to the studio that we share with the Glover Show. And, I'm on the Slim 180 plan. I'm taking this HCG tablet. I'm eating protein and vegetables and all of that stuff to keep me going, right? Some fruit. And I walk in, and what is Tricia devouring in front of, like, 2 feet from me at her desk? Was it a Hardee's breakfast biscuit, or was it McDonald's?
Oh, no. It was Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
Chicken
Eggs,
breakfast sandwich.
Cheese, biscuit.
I mean, good. I was
compliments of Frank Ladd.
Salivating.
Thank you, sir.
I almost had to get up and leave the room.
It was a jerk move
my
on my
goodness.
Part. Sorry.
No, it's
well,
not.
No,
it's
wasn't
not
a jerk
not your
move.
Problem.
Not at all. Wasn't your problem.
So good.
She was like giddy that Frank had brought her a sandwich. I'm like, good for you.
It may have been the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
At least the nicest thing Frank's ever done
he
for
said,
you.
Trish, you. No, he brought, well, he brought me a cinnamon roll one time, too. So Frank brings in breakfast because he gets here right at the end of our show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every day I say, what'd you bring me? And now twice, so every couple of years.
He actually has.
He brings me something. And yesterday he said, Trish, you want a sandwich? And I said, are you serious? Nice. What's wrong with it? Why don't you want it? He's like, I bought an extra one for you.
And that was nice.
That was, yeah.
How nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
It was very cool of him.
I liked sandwiches. I used to like them. I just can't eat them right now.
You can
That's
eat
all.
Them again at some point.
That's all right.
What are you down, like almost 10 pounds already in 4 days? Like,
I really am.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm sorry, but I am. I weighed myself this morning. I tried to prevent you. When you're on a diet, you try to prevent doing that. Like, I officially started the diet Saturday because you load carbs up front. So I was able to eat Saturday and Sunday. And then I started the diet on Monday morning. And as of this morning on Friday, I'm down about 8.5 pounds from where I started in a week.
If it makes you feel better, my pants were a little tight this morning. Like the jeans aren't fitting like they should. So.
Maybe that's all water weight. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to start
Here's
hallucinating.
My suggestion.
So I'm just
don't
kidding.
Wear jeans. I'm a big fan of athleisure.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do because none of my clothes fit because I keep eating biscuits. But.
I got to do it. But here's what I got to do. When I get the weight off this time, you guys have got to make me stick to this. After the candy bar contest, I'm throwing a go bag in the car so that I'll have no excuse not to stop by the gym on the way home. I drive past it every day and kind of wave at it as I go by, but I need to start pulling in there and working out.
Do you have a gym close to home that you go to?
Yes.
See, I don't. I usually go up here, but sometimes it's hard to make myself stay at work, go to the gym, and then come back through work. So
the Schaefer gym is free and open as long as I'm in
there. Our gym is sweet.
Let me know.
Denise has a water fountain in her basement.
Wow.
I know.
Very nice.
Indoor
pool? I haven't been over there. I've been invited over yet.
It is so freaking cool over there.
No pool, but yes, there is a drinking fountain.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Uh-huh.
Someday I'll get an invitation to the Schaefer house.
What are your membership fees?
I should start charging. I've never had anyone take me up on it. I mean, I've had one friend come over and work out with me, and that's it. No one takes me up on the Schaefer gym.
Oh, boy.
You have the best gym, too.
Ackerman is coming in a minute. Of course, sports director down the hall here. And I want to talk more about this baseball story. This thing's blowing up. Mm-hmm. Now we're learning they might have been wired
this
during these games.
Craziness.
If it's true. We'll talk to Tom about it coming up.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman on the phone because the Cardinals caravan is about to take off, and he's part of it today. Tom, good morning.
Did you Hold hit on. The button?
Nope.
Tom, good morning.
We're new here.
Take two. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. That was operator error. My apologies. What's going on?
It's all good.
We're used to seeing you. Don't know what to do when you're not in the studio. Hit a button.
I know. What the heck? I am downtown. I am ready to take off on this Cardinals caravan. We are headed to Memphis today.
Fun.
I'm going to have on the bus with me Cardinals minor league outfielder Justin Williams, who had a very good year last year, hit .353 down at Memphis, so they'll love seeing him. I will have Tyler Webb, one of our fine lefty relievers. I have Cardinals alumni Scott Terry and Bo Hart, who had a terrific run when he broke in with the Cardinals back almost 20 years ago now. And I will have Jack Flaherty.
Oh, nice.
Jack Flaherty, the ace of the staff, is the headliner, and we may break some records with crowds on this one. So Jack is very kind to do this and to put himself out there and to visit the fans. He loves it, actually, getting out there and visiting with fans and talking to them. He interacts with some on social media. He is a star, and I would say one of the faces of the franchise. And the Cardinals had high hopes for him, I think, a couple of years ago, that he would be a breakout star for them, and it has definitely come true.
Well, good.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Tom, I know we're kind of up against the clock here, but what's your take on these newest stories that have come out about Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, allegations that these players were wearing electronic devices that would buzz and give them an idea what pitch was coming?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another phase of this cheating scandal, and we'll see if all of this comes true and what these players have to say. But when that broke on Twitter yesterday, it was pretty jarring, I think, for a lot of people. especially those who compete against them. You know, sports don't mean anything if there's no, if you don't believe in the competition, the integrity of the competition, if you're a fan. We want to believe.
Are you there? Tom Ackerman, did we lose you in mid-sentence? Are you there, sir? I did not touch a button.
I don't think the Astros want him to go on.
Uh-oh, it's all part of it.
The small electronic device on his phone just buzzed and it got cut off.
The cover-up continues.
Oh, man, I hate that. Oh, Tom, are you there? So he said he was on the road with the Cardinals caravan, so clearly...
Maybe it took off.
Maybe the bus took off and he went under an underpass or something. So if you missed that story yesterday, Carlos Beltran, who of course played for the Cardinals briefly, was a longtime player for the Astros, went back to the Astros, was on that World Series team, and a Twitter account somehow connected to him, not to him directly, but supposedly to a relative of his, is the one that broke this news yesterday, that claimed that Altuve and Bregman wore little electronic buzzers on their shoulders, and a member of staff would send an electronic signal to that thing, and if it buzzed twice, it was going to be an off-speed pitch, and if it didn't buzz at all, he could expect a fastball. I mean, I didn't play much baseball, but that's got to be an incredible advantage to the batter.
Sure.
If they have an idea of which corridor the ball's coming down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if there's any truth to this, and a couple of other people who reported on sports said they'd heard the same story from independent sources. Major League Baseball issued a statement saying that they had not been able to independently confirm it. That they'd heard the rumors, but they hadn't been able to independently confirm that they wore electronic devices. To me, that takes this thing to a whole nother level.
Oh, boy.
That's not hearing somebody bang on a trash can in the dugout.
No. No, that's cheating. Full on cheating.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just the amount of people involved at this point. And, I mean, players.
Well, and we talked about
behind the scenes, whatever. It's big.
Yes, and we talked about it after, like, off the air, I think, about maybe suspending the team for a year or something, and I've heard speculation like, oh, the players didn't know. Well, they had to know.
They did.
The cheating wouldn't be effective if everybody wasn't in on it.
Wow. All right, let me get to a quick break.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.